Next up on our schedule is 1254, House Bill 1254. Are there proponents of House Bill 1254?
Mr. Chairman, gentlemen of the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Barry Jensen. And before you, you have House Bill 1254. And 1254 speaks to excise tax on leased vehicles. And the way it is calculated, excuse me, and more specifically, it speaks to the excise tax on leased vehicles that are, as you note in your bill, in 32-9-3, and that is applicator equipment, or fertilizer spreaders, terrigators, this type of equipment, large field sprayers, those type of things. It's becoming more and more common to lease this equipment rather than buy it, because with the size of this equipment, it can cost up to $250,000. Presently, if they do wish to lease a terrigator, for example, they pay excise tax on the total amount of that, the retail price of that vehicle. And this bill suggests that we bring that back and that they be allowed to pay excise tax only on the least amount of that vehicle. Presently, if any of you lease vehicles, I don't know if you do or not, but if you lease a pickup or a car and you go in and license it, you pay excise tax on the amount of the lease, not the total purchase price of that vehicle. This bill would bring bring that same scenario to leased fertilizer applicator equipment. We believe that it is revenue friendly. I think we have some testimony to that effect. It has the impact of maybe spreading out the revenue coming back into the state, but I don't think we'll look at any less revenue coming to the state. And maybe some of these other people might also speak to what happens if we sell the equipment or buy it out. Usually at the end of a lease, there's a buyout provision in there, and excise tax does apply to those type of things. But the bill really brings applicator equipment in line with what we're doing with pickups and cars and that type of thing is what it does. I have some other people here, and I will let them testify.
Thank you. Any questions for Representative Jensen? Okay. No, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Other proponents of 1254.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brenda Foreman, and I'm registered lobbyist for South Dakota Association of Cooperatives. I will not try and unnecessarily reiterate what Representative Jensen has already testified to. Again, this applies very specifically to application equipment as defined by law. It also, in the case of the businesses, allows to manage and give them a management tool for cash flow situations. If they decide to buy it, they can pay the full excise tax, but if they want to go on a 1, 2, 3, or possibly 5-year lease, that does give them the option to put out taxes at a different time scale, at a different level. The one thing to keep in mind is that on a new machine, they started about $175,000, and 3% of that, you're looking at about $1,900. So if they're going to lease it, with leases being $30,000 to $40,000, you're looking at income that is very equal to what they're going to pay in excise tax. Plus, if they're running on the longer leases, you'll actually see additional revenue generated over 3 to 5 years. But that does give the co-ops or the agribusinesses the option to look at what their cash flow situation is at the time of purchasing the equipment. So with that, the other thing is last year, and revenue can also, we developed the numbers from them, 25 out of 171 of these types of equipment were leased last year. So we are in the starting phases of it, but we feel that this does give the agribusinesses a good option. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Brent Foreman? Not? Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
I'm Kathy Zander, the Executive Director and Lobbyist for the South Dakota Agribusiness Association. I think Brenda and Representative Jensen explained this very well. This came to light to me last year about this time. I had a dealer call me. He was getting ready for the season. He wanted to rent an applicator, actually highboy, for one season. And he went to check on the licensing, and he was going to have to pay the excise tax for the whole amount of the value of that vehicle instead of just the 1 year's rent. So we've been working with Deb Hilmer in the past year, and that's why we bring this bill to you. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Kathy. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Are there other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. We have worked with Brenda in the industry and Kathy on this particular issue, and it was one I think that was probably overlooked in the last legislative session. In the types of vehicles, because if you will remember, the lease tax only applies to those vehicles up to 16,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating. The reason that was done was that the trucking industry did not want us to include those large trucks in the lease tax payment because of the fact that there are other things, other considerations that they have in their leases, maintenance agreements and things like that, that they didn't want to be excise taxed. And so we worked with the industry and kept them out. In doing that, then we affected the interrogator industry, and they see this as a benefit to them. We do have one concern, and the concern is revenue and whether or not this will be revenue neutral. So we will be monitoring it as we are our lease tax over the next year or so to make a determination as to the revenue issue. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Senator McIntyre.
Just to clarify, you're assuming or you're estimating that it will be revenue neutral, mm-hmm. but you are going to be following up to check the veracity of whether that is accurate.
That's correct, Senator. And we're doing that same thing, Senator, with the motor vehicle leases, tracking those and going to, but we only have 6 months, so it's very difficult for us at this point in time to make that determination whether or not it's revenue neutral. So we need more data before we can do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Are there other proponents of 1254? Don't fight getting up to the table.
I would never fight with Mr. Gregerson. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Roxanne Rice. I'm with South Dakota Department of Transportation, and the department supports this bill assuming that it's revenue neutral. I won't reiterate what Deb Hilmer or anyone else has gone through, so that's all the comments that I have.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay, thank you. Other proponents of 1254.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Gregerson. I'm registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association and also the truckers. We support this bill. We think it's only fair, and so we would hope that you take favorable action. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents of 1254. If not, are there opponents to House Bill 1254? Seeing none, we will close to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1254. Okay, we have a motion to pass. Is there a second on House Bill 1254? Here. Seconded by Staggers. I think that may be a new record for a second. So we do have a motion by Moore, seconded by Staggers, do pass on 1254. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, we will vote on 1254. Secretary, call the roll. All those in favor of the do pass motion say aye. Opposed, no.
Senator DeHewitt?
Aye.
Diedrich?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Kensel?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Yeah.
Moore?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
Eight nays, zero nays.
This did pass unanimously. And we do have a motion consent by Bogue. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Moore. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? It was a quiet but approved. So that is on the quiet consent calendar.